because motion creates emotion. If you want to feel great, and that's my thing. Like, I chase happiness. I want to be as happy as possible. I want to be the happiest schmunky alive.
Good morning, good evening, maybe even good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Role Model. You've come to the right place if you want to be a happier and more successful person. It's another sunny, beautiful day in Bali, Shmali. I don't even want to say it. My last day in Bali before I'm flying to Bangladesh. It kind of breaks my heart, but I'm coming back really soon, actually, so it doesn't break my heart. But anyways, it's still sad. Today's episode is, it's a Q&A. You ask questions, and I basically answer them. That's a Q&A. And it's mainly about my life as a digital nomad, but it's also about mental health. Of course, this podcast is about mental health. Mental health is everything and super underestimated. So a lot of questions about my mindset, about my life as a digital nomad. I've been traveling now for 3 years, or not traveling, but like living this kind of life, like abroad. And boy, traveling taught me so much, and I want to share it. That's what I did in the Q&A. I hope you enjoy it. If so, let me know, leave a review for this podcast. If this podcast brings value to you and you haven't left a review for this podcast, then you are breaking my heart, and I swear you're breaking my heart. So go leave a review, then listen to the Q&A. If I point on something, it was a video. So does that make sense? It does, right? Enjoy this episode.
Let's just start. I didn't even check the questions. So I will just answer, I don't think all of them, because that's a lot. But let's see. So question number one, what do you miss the most? I just answered that. Cups. I really do miss cups. But I also miss my siblings, I miss my sister, I miss my brother. But otherwise, boy, I'm happy. I have everything I need. What do I miss? Nothing. Friends. Like friends and family. That's the only thing that I miss sometimes. I miss that girl that I met. Yeah, I miss her a lot. I miss Violetta, obviously. Still, it's really weird to wake up and there is no one. I'm a little, I figured out that I'm the kind of guy, like, I love people. I just love humans. I mean, I like to be on my own, but I enjoy more being with people. I feel so, just way better when I'm surrounded by people. Like, if I wake up and there is someone, I can hug. Yeah, I love cuddling. I swear, I love cuddling. Okay, next one. Where are you from? Yeah, people get confused. So, because I posted, sometimes I post and I like share that I grew up in a Russian culture, and then people think I'm Russian, but am I Russian? Am I not? We don't know. No, the thing is, so my grandparents, they were from Germany. They went to Russia. They worked in Russia, then being German during World War II, not the best idea, so they got deported to Uzbekistan. That's the place where my siblings were born. Then my parents, so my mother is from Russia. My father, where's my father actually from? I think he's... No, he was born and raised in Uzbekistan. My mother was from Russia. Then they moved to Germany, the place where I was born. I'm really, really, really happy that that I had the opportunity to grow up in Germany, because like Germany is such a safe country. Sometimes I make jokes about Germany and about the people there, but like, don't get me wrong, I'm really, really grateful for the opportunity to like, we don't have to worry about stuff in Germany at all, even though people are doing it. You get school for free, education just for free, like, of course you pay taxes, but everything, like health insurance, everything, you got everything you need to have a happy life, but people are kind of not happy, most of them not. The schmunkies, the German schmunkies who are watching my vlogs, they are happy schmunkies. Anyways, so I'm basically, it would be correct to say I'm from Germany, but I also have like, I'm a German with a Russian background. Yeah, that's where I'm from. What inspires you to be who you are? I think a big influence on my life had my grandma. Like, she always told me, like, be a nice guy, be a nice human being. That inspires me a lot, but also death inspires me. The like, people don't get that you could literally die tomorrow. Like, you could get cancer in 2 weeks. I'm that serious. Like, my mom got cancer like this. You don't know it before. So I always think like, fuck, life is too short. Like, you, every single time when I catch me worrying, I literally visualize how I die, how I get the message that I get cancer. Like, I remember that most of the things, they don't matter at all, like, are irrelevant. Most of the things are just irrelevant. They don't matter. You're healthy, you're doing well, yeah, you are having an amazing life. You just get confused sometimes because your brain is stupid. That's the thing. So, and the death inspires me, but like, there are a lot of people who inspire me. Usually, yeah, schmunkies, other schmunkies inspire me. Oh, that's a really nice question. Why don't you use, it's German, so kind of have to translate it. Why do you use water instead of oil for cooking? The thing is, first of all, people got confused when I shared this on social media. Fat is not a bad thing. Like, I'll give you an example. If you have avocado, you have avocado, right? And you have avocado oil. Why using the oil and extracting all the good stuff from the avocado? I mean, you still have some healthy fats, but you also extract so much good stuff from the avocado. So rather use the avocado instead of the oil. Oil is just, doesn't make any sense to use oil. I mean, it's not the worst thing that you can do for your health. It's not like sugar or something, but boy, read the studies. Like, don't believe me, go type in into Google why not using it, and you will find 777 studies. That's so freaking good. Like, we have all the information for free. Just cook with water. It's so much healthier. It's so much healthier. Also, personally, I do it because I get really, really bad skin if I eat oil or like oily stuff. Especially if you fry it, you just lose so much of the healthy fat source. So rather eat the avocado, rather eat the olive, just add it to your food. You have the taste, and just cook with water. And yes, it's possible to cook with water and it's still really delicious. You can add like all the spices and then it tastes amazing. I was skeptical as well, but no, I don't want to miss it. Like, at Warung Java, the restaurant where I always go, they cook for me without oil in it. But I will make it a separate episode, I think, about oil, because it's just like, this answer is not actually enough that you really, really understand why you shouldn't do it. But if I would explain, this episode would take probably 30 minutes. Mind to dating an Indonesian girl, Balinese girl? No, I don't care about where you're from. It doesn't matter to me. Like, I don't care about your religion. I don't care where you're from. I just care about you. Like, what kind of human being are you? Like, but boy, I'm so happy right now that I met this person. I don't want to date someone else. I'm good. I'm happy. Do you have a girlfriend? I don't know. When are you actually like, when do you say like you are a couple? I don't know. Probably not. I don't know. Like, probably would. Nah, anyways, I'm gonna shut up. I will keep you guys up to date. Next question. How much on a scale from 1 to 10 do you not like the cold? Are you kidding me? I hate the cold. I know how strong this word hate is, and I hate the cold. Like, I hate waking up and it's cold. Ugh. It's disgusting. That's why I live here. I mean, when I'm in Germany or something, I'm like kind of like, okay, let's figure this out. Let's see, there's a challenge. I also use cold showers. Like, I hate it in the moment. Like, I'm like, I never feel like, oh, let's really like do it. I'm so, no, usually like, fuck. I mean, it's different. Like, sometimes I'm really like, I actually remember if you do it, you will feel better afterwards. So I'm kind of like, I just do it and don't even think. I don't hate it. It's just like, I know it's good for me, so I do it. You know what I mean? Probably you do know what I mean. But I don't feel like doing it. Like, it's not my highest excitement to have a cold shower. I mean, that would be really weird because it hurts. But that's the thing. I want to tell my mind who the boss is. My mind doesn't tell me what to do. I tell my mind what to do. And if I tell my mind we're gonna have a cold shower, guess what? We're gonna have a cold shower. That's how it works, baba. When will you go back home? The thing is, where is home? Where is home? For me right now, I'm at home. People always ask like, when do you go home? No, I don't go home. I am at home. Like, Germany doesn't feel like home at all anymore. If I go, the last time when I went to Germany, I felt so freaking disconnected. My life is just so freaking different. I love the weather, I love the vibes, I love the people, full of gratitude and sunshine, and I want to cuddle everyone. The rice fields, everywhere. I mean, Germany is a beautiful country, but it just don't, like, I don't know, maybe it's my Asian roots. Russia is in Asia, by the way, and maybe that's the reason. It's so funny, like, my father makes always fun of me. Like, it was such a hustle for him to go from Uzbekistan back to Germany, and now I'm Germany and I go to Asia. Doesn't make, no. Anyways, just do whatever makes you happy. Whatever makes your soul happy, do that. No matter what your parents are saying, no matter what your neighbor is saying, it doesn't matter. Would you live in a tiny house? I'm living right now in a tiny house, but that will change, because I don't know, like, something, I will probably never drive a car here in Bali, but I really do enjoy, like, big, where you have like a lot of space between your head and the roof. Does that make sense? And I also, like, I have this vision every single morning. I'm visualizing how I wake up, and then I have a view, like, you see the ocean. And I go out of my room, I open the door, and I smell the ocean. It just makes me so freaking happy, and but I don't mind. Like, I lived in hostels, I traveled through India and slept in trains at train stations. I'm not fancy at all. Like, no, I don't mind. I can be happy anywhere, everywhere, always and forever. Hopefully not in Alaska, because it's freaking cold. Not a question, but I hope you are always blessed with great things. What's your name? It's Annie. So probably Annie is your name. Annie, thanks a lot. I want to give you a hug. I want to hug you. Can you give someone a hug? Probably not. What event in your life changed your mindset on intaking animals? What event? Well, I watched Cowspiracy and Earthling, but I watch my vegan story, then you will figure it out. But yeah, it's really simple. When I educated myself about how the whole system actually works, after that I was like, nah, not gonna eat that anymore. Okay, this one is German, but let's do it. Are there moments where you feel afraid? If so, what are you afraid of, and what do you do? That's a really good question, Kimmy. Yes, 100%. I feel scared sometimes, for sure. What's the next question? What am I afraid of? Definitely snakes. I hate snakes. They're just so, like, you don't see them, and they just come and they bite you. Afraid of height sometimes. Like, for me, like, I did some, how do you call it, cliff jumping. Oh my gosh, if I stand there, I'm like, but I jump anyways, because I love to, like, tell my mind who the boss is. Like, you feel afraid? I don't fucking care. We're gonna do it. And I did it. What am I afraid of? Otherwise, there are a lot of things. Like, I'm not a guru. I'm not Dalai Lama. It happens to me that I'm like, okay, this is like, ugh. But the thing is, I always stay God at the door of my mind. So if I catch myself, oh, I'm scared right now. Why am I scared? And how the frog can I change that? That would be my new thing, how the frog. Like, I don't believe my thoughts all the time. Like, this is a stupid thought. Why are you scared of it? What's the worst thing that can happen? And then usually, like, if it's really bad, I meditate. But the first thing is I observe my thoughts. Like, is that really a thought that I want to believe? Does it bring any value that I feel scared right now? And then I change. Like, there are so many ways to change your mood. Meditation. You know that I'm a big fan of, like, emotion creates emotion. So I usually, if you are sad or afraid, you go look like this, right? Your shoulders are like really weak. So I'm that serious. I jump around. I do burpees. I run. I do crazy stuff because motion creates emotion. If you want to feel great, and that's my thing. Like, I chase happiness. I want to be as happy as possible. I want to be the happiest schmunky alive. So I don't want to be afraid. And usually, if you are afraid, you have to do it. Like, if I would be really, really afraid of snakes, and it would, like, I'm talking about anxiety, I can be in the same room with a snake, I can touch the snake. But if you want to overcome it, you have to do it. If you feel afraid of the cold shower, you have to do it. Most of the time, the things you're afraid of are the things that you have to do. Like, I have to jump in order to feel like this moment after, when I overcome a fear, this moment is the best. So you have to do it in order to grow. And, like, do the stuff that scares you. Like, quitting your job. Like, when I quit my job, it scared the shit out of me, of course. But I knew, like, I have to do it in order to chase my goals, like, to live my dream. It's not that I'm always like, oh, let's just do that. I mean, it gets easier and easier for me because I did some crazy stuff in my life. But it's not about not feeling any kind of fear. It's about overcoming your fear. It's about just say, like, fuck it, I have nothing to lose. Like, how far can you fall? To the ground, and then you stand up. It's that simple. Next question. Please, schmunkies, if you ask me questions, ask them in English. I hate to translate them. What kind of advice do you have for people who don't like their occupation? Really, really simple. Figure out what you want to do as a side hustle. Like, you have... Let's talk about it. You have 24 hours, right? Every single day. Let's say you sleep 7, which is more than enough. Maybe 8. Let's say you sleep 8. You are a lazy schmunky. You sleep 8. So you have 24 minus 8 is 16. You have 16 hours. Maybe, probably you're going to work like 8, right? So you have 8 hours left. 8 hours. You can do so much during 8 hours. You can build a social media channel. When you come, the question is, what are you doing with your free time? Watching Netflix? Watching TV? Going to the cinema? If you really want to have an extraordinary life, you have to do extraordinary things. Right? And that means, instead of going to a party, working on your business or figuring out what you want. It's shit to not like his job. I know how it feels like. Trust me, this. If you like your job, you wake up at 5 a.m. and you feel great. Because you can't wait to start. I can't wait to finish meditation because then I can finally work. This is the most exciting thing. This is like, that's the reason why I'm so crazy. That's why people think I'm on drugs, because I do exactly what I want to do every single fucking day. That's why people get confused. They think I'm only chilling here. I'm working 15 to 16 hours every single day. There are no, like, of course there's some days where I take time off. But otherwise there are no weekends. I don't have weekends. I just work. And the thing is, I love it. I love what I do every single freaking day. Of course, there are tasks that I don't want to do, but that's... I love lifting, but I don't enjoy stretching. But you have to do it, right? You can't always just do the things that are like fun. You have to leave your comfort zone. You have to also do the unromantic stuff. So what was the question? What kind of advice do I have for these people? Figure out what you want to do. That would be step number one. How do you figure it out? You try things. You taste things. How do you figure out what's your most favorite fruit? You try pineapple. You try apple. You try bananas. Then at some point you will figure out what you don't like. And you figure out what you like. And then you just eat what you like. Does that make sense? You have to try stuff. And don't judge yourself if you're like 22 and you don't know what you want to do in life. You could spend the next 10 years in a rice field, sleeping in a rice field, wake up and still crush it and still buy a fancy house and a fancy car and then figure out that this stuff doesn't make you happy. But figure out what you want, chase it, work for it, work your ass off, because then at some point, you're gonna love life, like a lot. You can love life even though you have a shitty job, because the shitty job pays your bills, so be grateful for your shitty job and make the best out of it. But also work on it. I went a different way because I'm crazy. Like, I quit my job. I know myself. Like, I like to bring myself into situations where you have to deliver. Like, I'm like, go all in. But I know not everyone is like that. You have to pay your bills. Everyone has to pay your bills, his bills or her bills. But like, you have to figure out what really excites you, and then go chase it. You have the weekends, you have the hours after your normal job. There was a famous quote by Gary Vee, who I love this guy. It's not a famous quote, but it's here. Eat dirt for the next 2 years to eat caviar for the rest of your life, even though you would not eat caviar because it's fish and it sucks and our oceans are don't eat that. Könntest du eine Fernbeziehung? Ask the questions in English. Could you have a, what's the name for that? Please ask the questions in English. It's so Fernbeziehung, it's basically a relationship. So could you have a relationship with someone who lives really far away from you? I'm pretty sure there is a word for that, but I don't know. I don't know. Like, I want to see the person that I love. I know it's a pain in the ass. I know, like, sometimes you have... My life is crazy. And I probably know that the life of the person who will be my partner at some point, it's crazy as well. And of course you don't see you see each other the whole time, but like, if I wouldn't see her for 3 months, her, did I just say her? I mean like my partner in general, I would probably go bananas. Yeah, so no, it's not my goal, but no, it's not my goal. Oh my gosh, my camera just stopped because it's already so long. After 25 minutes, my camera always stops. I don't know, Canon, why are you doing this to me? So last questions, I promise you, and then we're just gonna do another Q&A. I love the format. It's like coffee with Axel Lee or drink a coffee with a schmunky. Maybe I will start a show. Should I start a show? Let me know. I really enjoy it. Like, I could sit here and answer questions the whole freaking day. That really excites me. It scares the shit out of me because I enjoy this right now more than the vlogs. But let me know, what do you enjoy more, vlogs or Q&A or me doing a handstand? Okay, so last questions. There is a really weird question and I was not sure if I should answer, but you guys are really into sex. Like, seriously, I have like 10 questions about sex. How to boost your sex life? Maca powder. Wow, bro. Yeah, maca is really good. But also, like, communication is the most important thing. Like, you have to, like, people don't communicate. You have to let your partner know what you like. Otherwise, your partner doesn't know what you like, right? So don't be afraid of talking about it. Oh my gosh, my little sister's watching this. Next time when she sees me, I'm like, yeah. Then, next question. When did you have sex the last time? Inspired by Ferdinand. Ferdinand, what kind of content do you actually produce? Are you actually talking about something else? should I really like, I don't know, like 2 weeks, 1 week, 1 week, 1.5 weeks, I don't know. But I'm the kind, I hate, and I know hate is a really strong word, but I really don't enjoy one night stands or hookups. I wanna have the same partner over and over again. I'm the kind of like, yeah, I don't like that. I don't like hookups. Yeah, period, end of story. That was the last question. Like, come on, it's already 30 minutes Q&A. Thanks a lot for asking questions. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy right now. I hope this, delivered some value to you. I hope you enjoyed it. If so, please let me know your feedback. Is everything. So please give me a feedback. I will go to the gym now. Have a beautiful, amazing day. It could be, always remember, it could be the last day of your life. Sounds so romantic, but it's the fucking truth. Most of your problems, they don't matter. Take your worries, throw them out the window, because most of the shit doesn't really matter. Your happiness matters. I'm so preachy, but I love it. I like it like that. Anyway, see you.